Payne Stewart's life came to a tragic end nearly 2 years ago when his chartered jet failed to pressurize after takeoff, killing Stewart and five others on board. The jet flew uncontrolled for hours before running out of fuel and crashing in South Dakota. The memorial tournament honored Stewart with a special ceremony on the 18th green. PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Finchem spoke first.
The PGA Tour is different without Payne Stewart. The lack of having Payne Stewart out here at the memorial this week leaves a visible hole that you can see in our sport. He is absolutely missed. I knew it when we lost him, and I am just as convinced about it today. He will always be missed, and we should always remember him.
Stewart's death hit the golfing world hard. Players in particular expected him to walk in the locker room or onto the driving range wearing those knickers. Even the casual golf fan recognized Stewart because of his flamboyant outfits. Pro golfer and close friend Paul Azinger says Stewart's attire was so recognizable that nobody noticed him in plain clothes off of the course.
In 1982, a little later in that year, he walked on the practice tee in Atlanta, I believe, and he had on the same shirt as three or four other players, and he decided that that was not a look that allowed him to stand out. So he made the decision to go with the knickers and the hat. You know, the Tam O'Shanter hat is a big step too. Nobody was doing anything like that, and I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said that Payne Stewart was their favorite golfer. It's just been unbelievable. I don't believe that any of us realized the magnitude and how far-reaching Payne Stewart was or had become on and off the course. Off the course, though, and even in his practice rounds, he had the best of both worlds because people did not recognize him without his knickers. I'd been out to dinner with Payne many, many times when someone would come to me and ask me for an autograph and didn't know Payne was even there. And it got to the point where it was so frustrating for me that I would introduce him to Payne. And I remember the one time we were at the Sandbar restaurant out there on the beach, and this lady came over, and she says, "Oh, Paul, you're my favorite golfer, you're my favorite golfer." And I said, "Do you know Payne Stewart?" "Oh, Payne, you're my favorite golfer, you're my favorite golfer."
Azinger and Stewart remain forever linked in Memorial Tournament history. In the 1993 Memorial, Stewart led Azinger by one stroke going into the final hole. But when Azinger holed a shot from the bunker, Stewart needed to make an 8-foot putt to force a playoff. But he missed the putt, and Azinger walked home with the trophy. Azinger says Stewart handled defeat the same way he handled a victory, with class.
When you finish second 25 times, you're going to be dealt some cruel blows. He lost two heartbreakers at the U.S. Open, both to Lee Jansen, I believe. And I think you can remember both times Payne walked across the green and graciously congratulated Lee Jansen. And he dealt with the tough questions once again. At the U.S. Open in 1999 at Pinehurst, there occurred another moment that I think we'll all long remember. Payne Stewart holed a putt that every one of us who have ever played the game have dreamed of holing. He made a 15-footer to win the U.S. Open. It was a defining moment in his career. It was at that moment that the world's perception of Payne Stewart changed, not only as a player, but also as a person. In his joyous celebration, Payne Stewart did not forget Phil Mickelson, who he devastated almost with that putt. It was well documented that Phil and Amy were expecting their first child, and we all knew it was going to be a girl. And I remember Payne going to Phil, and Phil, I'm sure, said congratulations, and Payne grabbed him either by the shoulders or almost both arms on his head, and he said, "You're going to be a father. Go home and enjoy the birth of your baby girl." Payne never lost sight of that reality of life, and that was family. And he wasn't always that way, but clearly he became a great father and a great husband, and we all know that.
Stewart's two children, Chelsea and Aaron, were on hand at the ceremony, as well as his wife, Tracy, who thanked everyone for remembering Payne.
The Memorial Tournament and Muirfield Village held a special place in Payne's heart. By honoring Payne today, you are acknowledging that he was special to you as well. I am very appreciative of that recognition, and I know that Payne would be proud and grateful too.
Perhaps last year's honoree and tournament founder Jack Nicklaus articulated it best. Payne Stewart loved life and lived every minute of it. Stewart's memory will live on in many ways. The PGA Tour established the Payne Stewart Award last year, which goes to the golfer that best represents professionalism and commitment to charity, golf tradition, and personal presentation. The tour will also induct Stewart into the World Golf Hall of Fame in November.